The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello, hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you in this moment in time. So as we've been continuing to cultivate, to go through the categories with metta, with the cultivation of kindness, goodwill, arose by any name, can translate to metta in so many different ways. Goodwill, kindness, love, warmth, friendliness. So we've come to the category of all beings, and Diana shared meditation on that yesterday, and I did it on Wednesday. So let's linger with it a little more, because this can be, it can be a fun and joyous category of just spreading goodwill, wishing beings well. And I'm going to use some imagery today to kind of loosen us from our usual conception of well-wishing. So my invitation to you is to be playful with this, not have a sense of should. I should be able to wish well for all beings and everywhere, and I'm failing. And have a playful attitude with it. Really have a playful attitude. These practices, if we have fun with them, then they take hold a lot more deeply than if we do them as a grim duty, especially wishing well for all beings. It's just kind of an easy thing. Like, yeah, and see where your heart finds connection, where your heart feels drawn to, what categories and what ways. Yeah, and one other thing I want to say is, I find this particular practice, the well-wishing for all beings, to be, it can be expressed in so many different ways. It can be heavy, it can be light, it can be very joyful. It really can be light, it can be happy-making, especially if you're feeling kind of heavy and morose. It's like, okay, spend some time wishing well for others or in all beings, people you don't know. You can just imagine them. You can just pull them out of a hat like a magician and wish them well, whatever works for you. And a practical aspect of this is, if you're walking around, say if you've had a tough day, and if you go for a walk, start wishing well for whomever you come across when you're walking the path. Just wish them well, and you'll soon find you're lighter, you're smiling, you're happier. I've done this practice in this way, and it's just like, oh wow, I feel like I'm walking on clouds now. It's just your whole perception gets can get shifted. So don't fight, don't judge yourself like, oh, it's not working, it's not, just plant seeds. Just, you're giving these offerings, as if you're giving these offerings to these beings. You're spreading petals of flowers. You're just, without any expectations, you just do it. Or plant seeds, or whatever imagery. We're going to play around with imagery tonight. So with that, I would like to invite you to get into a meditation posture and settle. I have to say, Neil, with your background, it looks like you're sitting in snow on your porch in the middle of snow. This is so funny. Oh my God. May you be well. May you be warm. I love the humor of it. This is great. And Forrest looks nice and cozy and warm in his blanket. I love this. Okay, great. So, yes, let's get into our meditation posture. Landing in this body. How nice. How nice to just land and sit in this body here, in this moment of being alive right here, right now, just as it is. And just letting yourself be breathed, being aware of the breath, of the sensations of the body. Just settling. One breath at a time. This moment of refuge. To honor and cherish. Just as it is. Not needing it to be any different, but relaxing into this body, this breath. Not fighting, not resisting, fully embracing. However it's showing up. And if thoughts, preoccupations come up, be gentle. Let them be seen. To be released. To be released in the current. No holding on, no fighting, no resistance. Just release. And be aware. As you receive the breath, I'm going to invite you now. I'd like to invite you to imagine as if the breath is being received in the middle of your chest and your heart center. And with each breath entering your heart center, and leaving your heart center, you find that your care, your goodwill, your friendliness is awakened more and more, becomes more vitalized, more awakened. You're welcome to use whatever image works for you, maybe. It's a light. It shines brightly in with each breath. It simply becomes brighter and brighter. It's not so much that you are making it brighter, it's becoming brighter on its own. Check this out. Interesting. Or if the image of the sacred holy fire works for you, maybe each breath is billowing. The fire is becoming warmer and bigger. And more beautiful. Whatever image works for you in this moment, then it can change later. It's okay. Allow this sense of goodwill to shine, to radiate. It's not so much that you are doing it, just all you quote unquote do is not to get in its way. Let the inner goodness, the inner kindness that we all have. And we often get in its way. We're shy or scared to express it. Just let it shine on its own. Sense of goodwill, touching, shining on people you care about. Maybe see that first. Your benefactor, your dear friend. It touches them and brings them your good wishes. A friendliness, goodwill. Wishing them well. May you be well. May you be happy. Simplified version of metta phrases. Or the four phrases, may you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. And seeing the brightness, the goodwill shining brightly. Upwards, downwards. To your light, to your right, to your left. Behind you, in front of you. All around you. Light of goodwill, shining, touching you too as it radiates out of your heart center, in the middle of your chest. It touches you with goodwill. Ah, and maybe you relax and melt a little bit as the light touches you first. Ah, may I be well. This friendliness, goodness, may I be well. Light, like a nice warm blanket, embracing you, and then shining all around you, and any being it comes in contact with, wishes them well, brings them happiness, goodness in your mind, a wish. Oh, goodness. Maybe imagine that you're a human being walking on this earth. And anyone this light comes in contact with as you're walking in your neighborhood, with words or without the words of metta, just this radiance. An offering of goodwill. Maybe you imagine you're a fish swimming in the ocean with this light shining from your fishy heart center, and every being in the ocean comes in contact either directly or indirectly. Is touched by this wish of goodness, well-being. Without attachment to outcome. Have fun with it. Imagining sharks. Being touched by this well-wishes, colorful fish. Seahorses. Shrimp. Eels. Spreading metta to all beings that swim. And all the oceans, all the waters. Again, let yourself have joy with this. Maybe you're a dolphin jumping in and out of the water with this orb, bright orb of metta, shining the good wishes joyfully. Swimming and dancing in the water, spreading goodwill. Feel like you can imagine you're a bird in the sky. spreading your goodwill. Let your body be relaxed. May all beings that fly, may all beings that fly be well. Feel free to explore whatever imagery works for you. You can be the rain that washes all over the world, all the beings it touches. It brings them wishes of well-being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Soaking all beings with friendliness, goodwill. See what works for you. If you are having a challenging time right now, it's okay for you to be the recipient of the rain yourself. Both be the rain and the recipient. Let your body soak in the goodness, the goodwill, the care. You can't do this practice wrong. As long as you meet whatever comes up with gentleness and kindness, you're planting seeds of kindness. It's all good. feel free to use any of the imageries that have worked for you in this practice and just stay with them until the end. If thoughts arise and you happen to think about anyone, just wish them well. Share some metta and goodwill with this being who's come up in your mind's eye. If there are any judgmental thoughts coming up, I can't do this, it's not working. Can you meet the thoughts with kindness, with a smile, with friendliness? Oh, sweetie. Ah, don't fight. No resistance, just kindness and love. Radiating kindness and love. Whatever comes up, that's all. Just radiating kindness and love. With each breath, that's all. May we radiate kindness and love with each breath as we live. That's all. Thank you for your practice. Radiating kindness and love with whatever that arises. Beings, people, thoughts, ourselves, just radiating kindness and love. It's all that matters anyway in this life. So, love to invite your reflections that came up for you, reflections, questions, what worked, what didn't work, it's all welcome. You can type them in chat for everyone to see or just privately to me, in which case I'll read them out loud without saying your name. Or you can raise your hand by either going to participants or going to reactions on Zoom, doing raise hand. And especially if you haven't shared for a while or if you're new, would love to hear your reflections. Your wisdom is important. It's a gift you offer to the Sangha. So hello. Good to see you too. Have a greeting in chat. What else? Tell me, what's coming up for you? What worked? Oh yes, we have Linda. Please.
I think I realized during this meditation that something I've been doing every day when I walk my dog is like a loving kindness for all beings. And I think that's why I've been enjoying it so much. And I started it kind of when COVID started, and I started making eye contact with every driver. And I just beam at them, because honestly, I'm happy to see a person. And I swear now people like look for me and they wave enthusiastically, and you know, big semi truck drivers wave, and I just got that feeling when you were talking about being the dolphin in the sea, and I was like, oh, no wonder I look forward to it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful for me, but I get so much enjoyment out of it, watching their reactions. So anyway, that's enough.
That's lovely. It's just lovely, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing that. I feel mudita, vicarious joy, as you describe your metta walks. It is a practice of metta. You are just, that's metta. It's not complicated. You're just smiling at people. Friendliness. You're waving at them. It was just so sweet. You're establishing eye contact. I see you. That's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that. It makes me happy. Yay. Sweet. Let's see. I see Lisa, your hand is up, please.
Hi, thank you so much, Nikki. I was imagining like the moonlight as the like radiating the metta practice. And remembering it's a full moon tonight. So that was really, I was able to really connect with that.
Lovely, beautiful. I love the idea of the moon, especially in Buddhism and Zen, especially the full moon is a symbol of a fully awakened being. So when you talk about that, woo, I love the symbolism of the fully awakened heart shining its light of love onto beings. I get chills. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing that. Makes me happy. Jesse, oops, your hand disappeared. Okay, I'm going to take a moment. I'll read the reflections, and if you want to raise your hand again, it's all good. Neil says, I was like Tinkerbell, sprinkling fairy dust of metta everywhere I flew. Oh my God, that's so sweet. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Bill says, what if my meditation isn't just visual, but verbal? I have fragment of a song that seems to work for me. Is this bad? No, it's not bad. It's some people are auditory. You might be, some people are visual. Some, yeah, just whatever works for you. Some you might be fragrant. You might be giving fragrant roses to everyone. It's all good. Or, it's great. So it's a song. Fantastic. Go with it. Go with it, Bill. It's a cultivation practice. Lovely. Jerry says, I love the expression, radiating kindness and love with each breath. That's all. Especially, that's all. Yes. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah. It feels that way. That's all. And another reflection here. My back was hurting for the first 20 to 30 minutes, and it took my body a while to physically let go. I felt very tense. No problem. No problem. And I'm delighted to hear that you stayed with it. You stayed with it and it opened up and you didn't give up after, like, oh, okay, I'm done with this. Oh, just staying gently, staying with it, gently staying with it, gently staying with it. And my invitation is, if this happens again, and if I'm giving instructions about flowers and, I don't know, fishes, then direct the metta to your hurting back, to your hurting back, and just invite it to relax. It's okay. It's loved. It's loved. It's loved. It's all okay. It can be as tense and it could be as tight as it wants to. Don't judge it. Just love it. That's my invitation if this happens for you, dear practitioner, or anybody else. And Jesse, your hand back up again. Okay. So this is the last reflection we're going to take. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the great meditation. For the loving kindness of all beings, it seems a little bit more open-ended than the other categories. And do you wait for, you know, and I pictured, you know, the occasional animal would come to mind, but do you just wait for them to come, or do you try and think about just any being?
That's an excellent question. It can be either way, and there's no right or wrong way to practice this. And sometimes it might make sense. I think I did that on Wednesday to kind of went through the categories, you know, all the beings that are hop and swim, and you're like kind of bringing categories and thinking about all the beings in that category. And some other times it can just be kind of like open and, you know, north, south, east, west, whatever beings who show up. Oh, people who live in Middle East just showed up. Oh, may you be well. You know, all the birds in Africa just showed up. Oh, may you be well. So either way, and you can choose, and you might find your heart in some sessions is drawn to one versus another way, but there's no right or wrong. It's all cultivation practices. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay, Jesse?
Yeah.
Great. And last question. Jerry asks, does the being need to be sentient? Yes and no. I think in Buddhist practice, we go with sentient. It's like, may all sentient beings be well, all the beings that have consciousness. And then I think sometimes it's okay to extend that and extend it to plants and Mother Earth. And there's a sense of, you know, embracing Gaia, this life energy, life force that moves through all living beings. So it doesn't have to be sentient, in my opinion, but you can practice either way. So, So, dear ones, let's practice together in community, spreading our goodwill and the invitation. So the invitation as we go into groups is the first minute, actually don't hop off just yet. Practice, check this out. For the first minute, actually don't say anything. Just with each breath, radiate metta for the other couple of people who are in the practice group with you and see what happens if you radiate metta for them and receive your metta. See what gets transformed and stay in your body, stay in your body. And then after the first minute, just share as little or as much as you wish to share, supporting each other with your wisdom, with the community wisdom. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And here we go. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Okay. And I'm about to open them. Here we go. Enjoy each other's metta.
Hello and welcome back from groups, everyone. So I would like to invite us, especially those who haven't shared. I've been trying to mute people, but ask them to unmute instead. Yes, thank you for the heads up about
what happened. Thank you for the heads up. Okay. Here we go. That's great. That was fun. So, yes. Okay. Let's try that again. So, we have a couple of minutes and would love to hear your reflections about the practice, being in the groups, whatever you like to share, spreading love and wisdom in the world. So, especially if you haven't shared before, if you're new, would really love to invite you. And if you haven't shared in a while, so pulling back, pulling forward, especially if you're shy, like, I don't know if I want to talk. If you're shy, then would really love to hear from you. I see someone who's like, when I said shy, their head is, yep, I'm shy. So I invite you to speak. Jesse says, all the best to my group. We got cut off at the end, but appreciate being with you all. And thank you for sharing. Oh, sweet. Thank you, Jesse. Other reflections? Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Emily and Ben send smileys. Oh, those are happy faces. Anybody wants to share? And sweet. All kinds of fun tech chats are coming of appreciation and cute emoticons and smileys. And you discovered you have a friend in common, two of you in the group. Oh my God, this is sweet. So any last comments before we end, especially from the shy ones, please. You can raise your hand, Yeah. Oh, and we have a reflection also from you too. When sending love out required energy, I switched to receiving love from those that love me. And then without effort, love went back out from my heart. It became circular, receiving and sending out. Lovely. Lovely, Holly. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful. Yes, indeed. This naturalness of giving and receiving. Beautiful. Yes. Anyone? Any last comments before we end? Going once.
I think you're fantastic. Thank you so much for the space that you've created, really.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for being part of it, coming and practicing, being part of the Sangha. The Sangha belongs to you. You're a part of the Sangha. We co-create this together. Thank you. And Susan also says, Holly, that is so lovely. So Holly, appreciation for your share. That's beautiful. So dear ones, we have come to the end of this happy hour together, practicing and cultivating, breathing, sharing love and goodwill with each breath. That being all, may you all be well. May you all share, spread, cultivate your love onto the world in any way that you can serve. May you all be safe, happy, healthy, and well, and all beings everywhere. Thank you. And now, as it is our tradition, I'm going to...